Hello guys, welcome to the SM's Wise podcast. It's me, SM, and I talk about books, my own written stories, tips and tricks for learning a language naturally, and I would also share a lot of inspiring and motivating ideas with you guys so that you may have a better life. So make sure you never miss an episode of the podcast. And today, I have brought a great episode for you guys. So sit back and listen to the episode. Today, I'm going to talk about strong commitment leads to success. Commitment means promise or agreement to do something in future, but today I'm not going to talk about other type of commitments like the commitment that you make with your friend or the promise that you make with somebody else. Today, I'm going to talk about the promises and the commitments that you make with yourself. Like how? I'm gonna give you all guys an example, a very simple type of example. After some months, there will be my exam, my second year exam of FSC. So now I'm just trying to make a commitment with myself that I will try my best to stand first in the college. It's going to be a bit hard, guys. So I'm just gonna make a commitment with myself that I will try to take good marks in that exam. So this is just like a commitment with myself. So this is called commitment. And today I'm gonna talk about this kind of commitment that you make with yourself. So guys, first try to understand the real meaning of commitment, that what in real world commitment means. I also used to think that commitment means that the promises you are making with yourself, a very simple type of promises that you make with yourself, but I did not know that commitment has a very strong meaning, and it is very awesome to understand that. And by that, you can just do anything. I can say that, but I'm gonna share that meaning of commitment with you guys. In a book, The Ultimate Secret to Get Absolutely Everything You Want, that is a book by Mike Hernecke, and he says that the key to get what you want is the willingness to do whatever it takes to accomplish your objectives. Now, what does it mean? It means that the willingness to do anything that it takes. Like maybe you have a goal in your life and in your mind, and maybe you just want to achieve anything. So first of all, you have to make a commitment that I want that and I will get that. So now, what is the commitment mean for you? You will think with yourself that whatever it takes, I will do that thing for achieving my goal and objective. I've seen a lot of the people, they just don't have a strong commitment, and then they're behind getting their goals and their objective, but they can't get that because they don't have strong commitment. And strong commitment has a power, and it's being said that make a commitment and you will move mountains. Well, you will not make a strong commitment, then you will not get what you want, because you won't be able to bear the obstacles that will come in the way. So if you will have a strong commitment, and then this will give you a power, and by that power you will move mountains and you will bear any kind of obstacle. You will be able to do whatever it takes to achieve your goal. And now, to make you understand the power of commitment, of strong commitment, not the easy type of commitment that you make with yourself, like the commitment that can be break with anything, I'm just talking about the strong commitment. And now I want you guys to understand the power of this commitment, and I said that by this you can move mountains. And now I would like to share a story with you guys, and this story is about a boy, and he just made a very strong commitment of becoming a police officer. And he just loved becoming a police officer, and he was just behind that, and he made a very strong commitment in his mind that he will be a police officer. And you guys know that for becoming and for being a police officer, you have to pass the running test, that is a physical type of test. You have to run so fast and too much far, and then they will just judge you by that, and then they will just make you a police officer. There is a whole process, but the first thing that you should do is the running test. And that boy was very fat and he was unable to pass that test. And every time he was just running here and there just to practice his running. And then he also broke his leg and then he went to that test. So he could not pass that because his leg was paining him very, very and very much. His leg was hurting him very much, so he could not pass that test. He could not pass the running test. So again, he just decided to try his luck again because he was determined and he made the commitment to be a police officer. And again, he just tried his luck and again he failed that test because I'm just gonna tell you all, guys. I have seen that boy. He is a bit fat, not that much fat, but a bit fat. But before that, he was too much fat. So first time he was unable to pass the test, and the second time he could not pass the test, and the third time he could not pass the test. And he was trying again and again, and he also just exercised so much. He just tried to run fast and fast so that he may just lose the weight and he may pass that test. So ultimately, before some months, he passed the test and the running test and also the other test. So now he's waiting for his result, and I'm hoping very best for him that he will be selected as a police officer. So now I just want to tell you all, guys, like why I'm sharing this story with you guys. So that why he was fat. And first, if you just say that this kind of boy cannot be selected in police because they should pass the running test and the physical test and all these things, but for him, I think that was very, very and very difficult, and that was the most biggest obstacle for him toward his success, toward his goal. But he had a strong commitment. He had a commitment that he will be a police officer, and he just thought with himself that I will do whatever it takes. I will do whatever it takes. So he tried to run. He just tried to lose his weight. He even broke his leg while he was running, and he tried so many times. He failed first time, second time, third time. I don't know how much times he just failed that test, but ultimately he passed the test, and he was not selected, but he's just waiting for the result. And I hope he will be selected because he had passed the running test. That was very difficult for him because he was unable to pass that test. So he has passed the running test, and other tests are going to be fine for him because he's very nice guy and he can do that. But the running test was a great obstacle for him. And how he did that, can you guys imagine why and how he did that? Because he had a strong commitment. He had a thinking with himself that I will be a police officer. Whatever it takes, I will do that for that thing. So if that boy can do anything, if that boy can pass the running test, and if he can just lose his weight, he was very fat, but now he's a fan and he has just lost too much weight, and he also passed the running test. So if you just want to achieve anything, if you just want to just make a commitment and for achieving something, I'm just assuring you guys that by making commitment, you will not achieve that thing. Even then, you will face lots of the obstacles in your life, in the way to the goal. And like this boy also faced lots of the obstacles, but he tried again and again. He never gave up. And if you just face this kind of situation in your life, if you just think that, hey, I really can't achieve that thing, now I should leave, I'm telling you guys, you should not leave. And you should remind one advice by James J. Corbett. He says that you become a champion by fighting one more round. When things are tough, you fight one more round. You will face obstacles, but you should fight again. And if you just fail, again fight. If you just again fail, and then try one more time. Never give up. Never give up. And you will get that thing. Now it is time to share with you all, guys, another story. And this story is also about a strong commitment and trying to do whatever it takes type of thinking, and having a positive type of attitude. and having attitude that I can do that. So this is a positive attitude. This is Benjamin Roll's story. Benjamin was an old type of man, and he was 67 years old. And at this age, he graduated from the law school. As you all guys know, to practice law, you have to pass the law examination, the bar examination or the law examination. I don't know. I think it is bar examination. So to practice the law, you have to pass the bar examination. So Benjamin Roll also had to pass that examination. So he tried to pass that examination. For the first time, he failed. For the second time, he failed. For third time, he failed. For the fourth time, he failed. For the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th, and 13th time, he failed the bar examination. But he did not lose hope. He did not say that, hey buddy, I can't do that. And I'm just gonna tell you all guys that the bar examination he's taken twice a year. He tried that again and again for 13 times. So you guys can imagine that which kind of positive attitude he had. He never thought that I can't do. He was saying I can't do that. If this time I did not, the next time I will do. If this time I did not, the next time I will do. He had this kind of attitude. So the 14th time he passed the examination. He passed the bar examination and he just practiced his law at the California. This is a state of America, I think. So guys, imagine such a powerful attitude. And by this, I think we can just guess that the strong commitment can do anything. And by having a strong commitment, you can do and you can achieve any kind of thing. This is called positive attitude and strong commitment. Like he failed the exam so many times, but he never had the negative type of attitude like, hey, I can't do that now. Always he was saying, I can do. The next time I will pass. The next time I will pass. So I just want this kind of strong commitment and this kind of positive attitude from you guys as well. If you will have this kind of attitude, if you will have this kind of commitment, then I assure you that you will get whatever you want. Because if we have a positive attitude, if we have a strong type of commitment, then we can bear any kind of obstacle, we can bear any kind of hardship that will come across the way. And I'm also assuring you guys that if you want to achieve anything, then you can't say that I will not face any kind of hurdles, any kind of hardships. You will face so much hurdles, you will face so much hardships. There will be heartbreaking, that will just break you. So you should have a strong commitment, and you should not say that I'm just having a bad time now, so I can't achieve that. No, you can achieve that. This is obvious that you will have a bad time. If you want to get success, then you should endure. You should just go through a lot of bad things, a lot of the bad and worst obstacles and hurdles. These all things are common that will come on the way to success. So you have to bear that. And you have to cross that, and you should have positive attitude at that time. And sometime you will also have a very good type of plan, and you will say that I will do this thing and that thing and that thing, and I will also just went through the hardships and obstacles that will come across my way, and you will be having a very strong type of commitment. But even then, you don't know that how much effort it will take to get your goal, because you never know that. So you should try again and again, and I'm sure, and you are also sure, that you will get whatever you want. But we don't know that how much we have to bear, and we don't know that how much it will take to get what we want. So guys, bye for now, and I'm sure that you guys have enjoyed the episode, and maybe you have got a lot of things from the episode. If you have anything to tell me about the episode, or if you just want to talk with me, so you can use the link in the description of this episode. Now you will get, I'm sure that you will get the link, and you can send me your voice message. And as I told you, if you want to say something about the episode, or if you want to talk with me, so in both the cases you can send me your voice message. by that link, by using that link. So I would love to talk with you guys, and I would love to listen from you guys. Or if you have any good idea, so just don't keep that idea with yourself, just share with me, and so that I will share with all the people and with all you guys. So be kind to yourself, be kind to your parents and your sibling, your kid and your wife. If you're a wife, so be kind to your husband, and be kind to everyone, and be nice to everyone. Just spread the love and be a cause of smile on someone's face. Bye bye guys, and take care of yourself.